Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. Our topic today has a very personal meaning for me. Why? Because, and I'll share the experience with you on the air, hormonal treatment is not something to be taken lightly. And as we women get older, we go through this marvelous time of life called the Big M, menopause. And it's usually an M and M. It's menopause and misery, right? Okay, we're talking about hot flashes, we're talking about mood swings, all kinds of things are going on. So over the years, I've read a lot of material. This book that I have, Safe Hormones, Smart Women, that's what we're going to be talking about today, and Lindsay Berkson is going to be with us right here in just a split second. She has put together some material. I want to tell you, ladies, it's a must-read, and for you guys out there, you should get it for the ladies in your life if they're approaching that time when their bodies are going to be going through changes. Being educated, being forewarned, will prevent so much misery. So without further ado, let us invite and welcome, actually, Lindsay Berkson. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi there. I'm so happy to be on your show today. Thank you for this opportunity.
Well, it's really fascinating to me. There's so much material out there with technology, with research. We are finding out about so much with the human body, and finally they are becoming aware of the female body, because most women didn't live to be that old. I mean, it was something we usually died off from, having too many babies and working to death. And most women, not that long ago, if they lived past the age of 30, they were considered old.
Yeah, 100 years ago, women just lived long enough to have PMS. They didn't have menopause.
Yeah, they just didn't. They had PMS when they were 18. I mean,
we're the first women ever in biomedical history to live a third to a half of our life in menopause. Mm-hmm. And now we are discovering some incredible secrets about preventing diabetes, of dementia, Parkinson's disease, high cholesterol, mood swings, insomnia. It's not just the misery of menopause. It's actually, we're discovering that balanced hormones can protect your health for the next 20 and 30 years.
Oh, easily. Now, I want my audience to know that you have a degree in nutrition from Goddard and an advanced master's degree from the American College of Nutrition and the American Board of Clinical Nutrition. You also went on to get higher certifications relative to this, and that was an eye-opener for me. I thought, gee, you went in, you got your degree, higher certification. That means we are becoming so much more sophisticated in the understanding of the chemistry of the human body. And you went on to the American College of Nutrition and the American Clinical Board of Nutrition, including a 100-hour course on nutrition as well as natural medicine at the National College of Naturopathic Medicine. Now, what's intriguing to me is that you designed the first natural non-hormonal supplement for women in the early 1980s, and then you were very much in charge of designing the first natural nutritional herbal line for doctors to use regarding women. And you had a talk show of your own for almost 5 years where you shared your information and wisdom. And then you did a column for Food and Health section of the San Francisco Chronicle. I mean, you have really been involved with this and attend conferences. You do all kinds of things.
Lindsay, I think one of my biggest things, if I could just, can I jump in a second?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much for reviewing all of that, one of the most important things that pulled everything together that I was just so honored to be part of is when I wrote 10 years ago one of the first books that exposed what was going on with plastics and pesticides called Hormone Deception. I was invited to be a participating scholar at a think tank at Tulane University that is the epicenter in the whole globe of what is going on with estrogen. And I've been working there the last 10 years, and we just had our 30th symposium on what we call E-hormone. And I get to meet with all of the head researchers from Harvard, from the University of Chicago, in Sweden, their Harvard called the Karolinska Institute. So I've been able to, in an unusual way, I've kind of been a mutt. I've been able to meet with the scientists that are doing the research, read all their research, be a nutritionist. I've also been a practitioner, and then I've also been on the other side of it as a patient, because I got into all of this because my mother was given the most powerful estrogen ever manufactured, as were other women, and then I had many health problems that led me to this review and study and research.
Well, I'll tell you what, this, those last few words that you said, you know, involved with your mother and then, then involved with research. My story is I went to a physician and I was given shots of estrogen and testosterone. Within 2 weeks, I was notified that my pap smears were showing dysplasia. I had, my body went into such a tailspin. And I was in the process of developing cervical cancer because of the overdosing of hormones. And it is something I have known of so many clients that have had this type of a situation occur. And hormones are so important. And you bring out such good detail in your book, the misinformation about wild yam, there, you know, all kinds of things. But women have been scrambling for so long. So let's talk. Let's get down to some basics regarding hormones, because having gone through the personal experience I went through and knowing how my body went wacko and started to developing a very negative situation, and the physician said, oh, yeah, this can happen when you're given hormones. Well, I learned later that he had given megadoses to me that just, and they're synthetic. They weren't what you call bioidentical. So let's talk about your hormone emailing. That's the title of your chapter, and I really liked that description. Let's go into this, because most of my audience are women that have to deal with this on a daily basis. They are scared to death of being able, just like I would be, of taking any kind of synthetic hormone, because they've either had a personal experience or they've known someone that has. Let's go into conversation about that.
That's true. Women have become fearful of estrogen for a good reason from the Women's Health Initiative, but what we are finding out, it was the wrong estrogen, and we need to not just think about estrogen. What happened with you is we have to be tested and have our hormones in balance. And why? Why do we even need to discuss hormones? Because your body has an internet system to really deliver the messages of life that tell you to digest a potato chip, that tell you to have a thought, that tell you to walk up the stairs, that tell you to sit down and write a note. Your body is always sending email messages to cells to instruct your body what to do. And what delivers most of those emails are hormones. Hormones deliver them to very obliging receptors. Receptors are like little purses, and they take and they nestle around that hormone, and they change shape. And shape, when it changes shape, the complex of the hormone nestled into the receptor, that shape shifting is what tells your body to do something. So hormones are so powerful, and that's one of the reasons we're also viscerally affected by shape and symmetry, because at the very essence of the messages of life in our body, it's shape shifting that deliver messages. So hormones deliver the majority of messages that make our body run. We're talking about sex hormones and adrenal hormones and blood sugar hormones. They really, if they're in balance, our reality is at peace. We're at zen with what is going on. And in menopause, a lot of women who have been getting out of balance for several decades, it's actually, we start building our reserve of our balance in our 20s and 30s, And most of us enter menopause with low reserves and our hormones being imbalanced. And then our email system freezes up on us. Mm-hmm. And we're not getting the messages to protect the lining of our arteries. We're not getting the messages to keep our brain free of that plaque that causes, that's the initial steps of dementia. We're not getting messages to help keep our blood sugar stable. And that's a real issue now because women today are living 30, 40 years past menopause. Mm-hmm. And so 8 years ago, people threw their hormones out the window because the government study called the Women's Health Initiative really frightened people, and doctors responded as scientists sent out the information that hormones were dangerous and didn't do what we thought they did. But now behind the scenes, I've spent the last 3 years reading about 5 or 10,000 articles, and behind the scenes, they have picked apart that study and found tremendous flaws. The hormones used were very high dose, like you were talking about before. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They were synthetic. They were not in balance. And most of these women were older, in their mid-60s. And when they divided the women up, the younger women looked like their breasts were protected if they were just on the estrogen. And it was the older women that looked like they were having some issues. So icons in straight gynecology, like Leon Spiroff, who wrote the Holy Grail for gynecologic doctors to be trained with, and let's say, for example, like Lynn Schuster, who's the director of the Women's Health Clinic at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, they're now saying, oops, we made a mistake. Hormones and giving hormones actually will prevent bone loss, even if you take them for 2-3 years, 2 or 3 decades down the road. Hormones, oops, we're now seeing they'll increase our bone density, they'll lower our cholesterol. In fact, one of the quotes that I have in the book from her is, if a woman in early menopause has low bone density, high cholesterol, mood changes, and sleep problems, she should not go on medicines for those. She should probably get her hormones balanced to be on estrogen. We're now learning that a lot of the medications we're starting to be put on when we get in our 50s and 60s, and some of us in our 40s, for high blood pressure and high cholesterol, that a lot of that can be actually averted if we balance our hormones. And so this is a big deal. There was a man, Christensen, who did a study where he showed that if women just took estrogen for 2-3 years and then he followed them for 15 years compared to women who didn't take estrogen, their bones were protected many years after they stopped it. And there's a professor at Stanford named Dr. Salpeter, and she has analyzed many articles. She's the one that really started the brouhaha that we were going on the wrong path. And she said, it's a shame that women have been now denied hormones, and we have a generation of women that is like a time bomb waiting to happen because they're living longer, but their email is frozen, and they can't get these messages that direct life, that they're going to have a lot more health problems, and we're going to see huge consequences in Medicare and in our medical system. So I felt that this book had to be written. There even is, well, you know, I just felt this had to get out there because there's so much misinformation, even on natural hormone replacement and breast cancer, the studies that show that it's protective, and the good side of soy, because a lot of cancer doctors are now saying to throw your Edenami out the window. So this email system is so vital, and it makes everything hum and run. And if we're going to live a bunch of decades, we've got to get our hormone levels tested and then see if they're really out of whack. Now, some women aren't, and they enter menopause fine, but some women are. And hormone health is so important that I believe in the next decade we'll start running all of our hormone panels in our 20s, 30s, 40s, every decade of our life, so that we could track where they are and understand better how someone should be treated and when they should be treated.
Now, we have a lot of doctors that just go by the standard. You had mentioned something called hormone panels. So if a woman is listening to this broadcast right now, What does she need to do when she goes to her doctor? What kind of a panel, and how is that going to be evaluated? How can she find someone? Because most of us as lay people are just not going to understand what's in the information. How is it interpreted, and how do we know what is right for us? Because everyone as an individual is unique.
You know, when you, that's a very good point. Every woman enters menopause with her own hormonal footprint, just like we have our own fingerprint and our own brainwave. We have different levels of estrogen, different levels of testosterone. We have different levels of adrenal gland and hormones. And all of this plays a role in how we soar through menopause, but not just the symptoms of the menopause transition period 51 to 54 or so itself, but really how we face the next few decades of our life, whether we stay vertical and out of a hospital or not. So the problem is that most doctors don't have the time to read all of this information and aren't informed. So a woman needs to get tested by someone who basically works with hormones all the time. I think that going to a gynecologist that works with bioidentical hormones and is someone who also works with nutrition, because nutrients keep hormones safe, and understands that if you take a blood test of a hormone, you're getting, at like at 10 o'clock in the morning, you're getting a level of that hormone just at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And the blood level could be high at noon. It could be low at 3 in the afternoon. What you really want is a 24-hour ticker tape readout of what your hormones are doing over an entire day. And at this point, we feel like that's one of the best tests to look at the majority of your hormones. There is a saliva test that's very good for looking at the adrenal hormone. And there are a few hormones that are tested okay in the blood, but it's not as optimal as a 24-hour urine assay, because hormones can float up and down. So if you get your urine over a whole 24-hour period, you actually carry a jug and have to collect it and keep it in a cooler. And then there's a way, there's a kit where you ship it off, and there's several labs in the country that do this. Then you're really getting a better understanding of what is going on with the hormones in your body than just a one-time blood test. And it's unfortunate that a lot of doctors do a blood test alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know I have talked to people that have gone in for physicals, and urine tests are not done that often. This is something that used to be, but you say a 24-hour, there are kits that can be done. So if I, as an individual, wanted to do this, how do I find out about this kind of a test so that I could send away for a kit, then send it to a lab?
You have to go see a practitioner that works with this. Whenever you get your hormones tested, and there are a number of people on the internet that can guide you. There are people who now say that they specialize in bioidentical hormones. But there's so many people trying to get into this. They call it concierge medicine. Like, some people are leaving their other medical arenas and getting into this because it's such a hot topic, and so many of us, there's 46 million women in the United States that are menopausal. Mm-hmm. There's 500 million women worldwide, and by 2020, they'll be in the billions. I mean, we are a demographic that is powerful, and we really have a lot of life in front of us now, and so a lot of people are jumping into this medicine who don't necessarily have years of training. And just like if you wanted to get a surgery, if you had a finger injury, you'd want to go to a hand surgeon that did that surgery often. Mm-hmm. Or if you had a parathyroid that was a problem and you needed a parathyroidectomy, you'd want to go to somebody who did lots of parathyroidectomies over the years, not just 4 or 5 a year. So you want to go to somebody who has been trained in bioidentical hormone testing and usage. You want to call up the office and find out and ask some questions, and you want to go to an office that, and some doctors, I didn't really push the point of 24-hour urine in the book because there are lots of ways that doctors test. Some doctors just give hormones and don't test, which really, to me, is playing Russian roulette. Because hormones work in parts per billion and trillion, which are like, we can't even grasp how small that is. So, if you know, you go ahead and give more than you need, like in your case, you can get adverse, meaning not nice, effects.
Right. Very much so.
You need to go to an office. You need to find out what their background is, what their training is, and if they do nutrition also, mm-hmm. because we've discovered from very hard data, meaning it's really, really well-run science methodology in the study, that nutrition, macro nutrition elements like fiber and sugar, et cetera, and specific nutrients, they help keep your hormones safe if you're on prescribed hormones. But for women who don't want to take hormones, they still need to have hormone balancing consciousness, and they also can take and eat these foods and take these nutrients and balance somewhat, reviving your hormones naturally through food. Not everybody wants to take hormones, but everybody at our age needs to keep our hormones in line. One, to keep the hormone emailing going on so we don't poop out and just feel exhausted like we're 100 years old and counting.
I agree. And I am so weary of this attitude. I was just talking to someone yesterday about this, that women today are finding that they're in their 60s and 70s and they're going into brand new careers. They're not sitting in rocking chairs on the front porch. They're out there actively involved, and their grandkids are looking at them and go, go, grandma. And their grandkids are saying, go, great-grandma out there. And great-grandma might be climbing mountains, might be running a new corporation. I mean, there's no limit. And this is really a shift. And women can have superb health, and they can have beautiful hair and beautiful skin. And hormones have a lot to do with it. I was talking with someone that went on a severe diet. It was a woman. She was in her 60s. She had been pretty chunky for most of her life. She dropped all kinds of weight. She's thrilled. A year after doing this, her hair is falling out. She's wondering what's wrong. And I said, it's your hormones. That was before I got your book. I said, it is your hormones. Your body has gone through such a severe trauma. I said, your skin texture, everything has altered dramatically. She had thick, luscious, beautiful hair. So this is information I'm going to be able to share with her when I see her in the next couple of weeks that she had no access to. So I'm just thrilled having you on the show. I also want to mention that this book is very helpful for men. You have an excellent, excellent commentary by a Dr. David Brownstein, and he talks about his father that he gave bioidentical hormones to, and it just made such a difference in his father's life. This is an incredible
story. It revived
story.
Him from being an old man to being virile and robust, which changed David, who now is the author of 9 books and is a good friend as well as a colleague of mine. It made him go from the family practice straight medicine, where he was unhappy with not getting results and not really getting people vibrantly, robustly well, to changing his whole practice.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're saying is you hit it right on the head. That is exactly right. Women don't appreciate that the 60s and 70s and even beyond can be very sexual, very vibrant. You can have this life that you would not have believed, that we used to think we were becoming more invisible when we're aging, and there's so much mm-hmm. bias against elderly, but we're the largest growing population, and we really can now have our 60s to our 90s be a better experience than it's ever been in what we thought old age was before. We can turn back the Mack truck of time if we balance our hormones and know how to eat and, of course, know how to think, because thinking affects our hormones and our hormones affects our thinking. It's a mind-body dance that occurs. Yeah.
It is a total package, and that to me is very important. And 20-plus years ago, I was telling people one of the greatest shifts that's going to be occurring in the new millennium is, one, we are going to be able to deal with people on an individual basis, and two, we will understand how, as individuals, we can best take care of ourselves. What's what's sweet and wonderful for one person might be toxic to another person. So it's amazing. But I've got a friend that has gone through a major hysterectomy. This woman has been trying to get off of artificial hormones. Her physician has been so concerned because she's been on them for well over 20 years. She said, you have a history of breast cancer in your family. This is not healthy. But she goes absolutely wacko whenever she gets off, tries to stop it. Her body just goes into a tailspin where she just cannot even think. So her GYN is just scratching her head, and I sent her information on your book. I said, let her find out about these bioidentical hormones.
And it's also the food. And the food and the nutrition, because they play a role in how the hormones are metabolized and keeping them acting well, but it's also about balance. For example, the typical gynecologist is trained in residency that if a woman is menopausal, you don't give her progesterone. You don't give her progesterone because she no longer ovulates and she doesn't, they feel that she doesn't need it. They do not give women progesterone, which then they give a protocol giving hormones minus progesterone if the woman needs it, because we need to be tested. And what we've learned is, in the research which I present in the book, is that there's hard science that progesterone helps keep the brain humming, that anxiety and that feeling of low self-esteem and that feeling like we're more fragile and we aren't quite as vibrant at a party and we just feel like we're shrinking. Part of that is the absence of progesterone, and that progesterone helps even a menopausal brain stay really healthy and whole. It's so safe that there was this ER doctor that was very intelligent, and he noticed in his trauma patients that there was a big difference between women who had had trauma and men who had had trauma. If the women were going through it during the phase when the body makes more progesterone, they would heal that head trauma much quicker. And he got a grant, and he ran a study, and it was so effective that progesterone protects the brain that the FDA just about a few months ago did something unprecedented based on this ER doctor's work. And what they've allowed now at 11 trauma centers is a study in which any head trauma patients that come in, whether they're men or women, they now get an IV for 4 days of, and it only works with bioidentical natural progesterone. Mm-hmm. The progestins are the big bad guys. And they don't even need the patient to sign a release that they're getting this substance. It's so safe. At 11 trauma centers, they claim and know that progesterone is so cranial protective that they are now doing the study, and they don't even need the family member or the patient to sign a release, and they're giving it to men as well as women. So menopausal women should not be denied progesterone, and that's a big mistake. And when the protocol is minus that, you start to set up possible imbalances rather than really treat the woman at the core level authentically.
So you have said something very significant. Treating women at the core level authentically. That is very, very difficult in the standardized approach towards anything in medicine in general. So this is indicative of a shift that is coming. And I really think that your information in the book, for example, about when a woman's pregnant, I can remember a time when doctors said, oh, it doesn't make any difference what you eat. It doesn't, just remember you're eating for two. I mean, the blasé attitude, fortunately for the younger woman today, there's more awareness about nutrition. I don't know how much pay attention to it, but there is more awareness. Yet we've got a higher level, I believe. I could be wrong, but I believe we've got a higher incident level of diabetes occurring during pregnancy than ever before. We have all kinds of things that are going on in the body, and our toxin exposure in our world today is phenomenal, and the babies are absorbing all of this. We are absorbing it, and if the pregnant women, that's passed along to their children, whatever they do to themselves, that automatically affects that unborn child. It's something that we are really becoming aware that the natural aspect of balance is very, very significant. This is chemistry. We are chemical manufacturing facilities. And if we get out of whack, which is what the delightful experience of menopause does to we gals, but men also go through things like this.
Men go through andropause.
And you have this. I mean, this is something as we get older. And having gone through that hormonal brain fog stuff, and I mean, it's just phenomenal that this has come about. I am so grateful for this. Now, I know we're just about out of time here, and your book is filled with so much information.
And ladies, I tried to write it as though the women were sitting on Ellen DeGeneres or The View, and they were, kind of schmoozing over coffee. So it's written in an entertaining, mm-hmm. I hope that people take it that way. You know, I tried to make it entertaining and funny so that they could get great new information, but they could be delighted with it and not have to wade through it with huge galoshes.
Oh, I agree. And it's easy to read. It's very comfortable. Now, we need a website from you.
My website is lindseyberkson.com, and you can go right to click to buy this book here. It'll take you right to the exact icon on amazon.com to buy the book, or the ebook from my publisher. So you go to my website, lindseyberkson.com, you click buy the book here, and it'll take you right to where you can get the book.
Safe Hormones, Smart Women. Lindsey is Lindsey Berkson, BERKSON.com. This is information that whether you're male or female, it will make you aware of options that you probably will never hear about, you know, on maybe one day we will. But there's not a lot of discussion about this because you get all kinds of misinformation. Get Lindsey's book, and you will find Safe Hormones, Smart Women is really a very good addition to your library. And read it thoughtfully so that you educate yourself. Lindsey, I want to thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you, and I just would hope women would read it and then maybe give it to their doctors so they could change their doctors who don't know this information either.
I agree. I think
that's why I have
the
618
idea.
Citations in the back. But thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to talk to women in your listening audience. I really appreciate it.
Oh, Lindsey, it's been an absolute pleasure. I'm just excited that we're making these breakthroughs because there are so many that are going to be coming into this cycle of life, and they need to know that they can have a rich, healthful life and a rewarding one, and look forward to maturing with a sense of joy, not with a sense of lack. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Welcome, my lords and ladies, to the Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair, located at Marist Farms in Buckley, Washington. For 3 weekends in August, starting August 7th and 8th, we will transport you back to the days of old, where magic and merriment reigned. Come see the multitude of musicians, dancers, jugglers, gypsies, peasants, nobles, pirates, and prestidigitation. That's magic for you commoners. Learn to swing a sword or shoot a bow and be knighted by Her Majesty the Queen. Hold your breath as jousters wheel their mounts around to engage in full contact combat on the field of battle. Sign on to sail the seas with sturdy pirates, or sit down with friends and family for turkey legs and a fine brewed ale. Delights abound for the young and old at the Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair, so come one and all, starting August 7th and 8th, for fun and excitement, and may your day be fair. For tickets and info, go to www.washingtonfair.com.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497.
1-800-259-4497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna, and I'm so delighted that we are going to be opening up the phone lines at this very moment at 888-815-9756. Now, if you're a first-time listener, I want you to know all I need from you is your first name or your initial after that. Well, I also like to know where you're calling in from. After that, sit back, relax, let me tell you what I perceive about you, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that is of importance to you. Now, I know we've got a caller on the line, but let me give out the phone number again, 888-815-9756. Caller, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Pat from Connecticut.
Where in Connecticut?
New Haven.
New Haven, beautiful area. Okay, Pat, let's get down to business. Well, apparently that's what we're going to be talking about, is business. Business, 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 business. Paperwork, paperwork, paperwork. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that what you want to hear on a nice summer day? Well, I'll tell you what. You are getting organized. I am looking at you making a determination that procrastination is not going to be your style. I'm seeing you having gone through some periods where you have felt so overwhelmed that you could hardly see straight, and you're saying, wait a minute, what am I giving all of my energy and power to? It's the feeling of frustration. Let me just do one little thing at a time. And I'll tell you what, that attitude and that form of action is going to enable you to clear out what you need to clear out relative to paperwork. And I am seeing you stopping what I call the multitasking frenzy. Good gracious, we women are so good at that. And you're trying to focus more, saying, okay, this is what I need to put my attention to. I'm going to do this. This is what I need to put attention to. I'm going to do this. And you have a to-do list, and you're saying, all right, if I got two items on that list done, fine. Then I'll get to the next one. You are retraining yourself to have a whole different mentality about your life and how you want to experience your life. You are becoming much more thoughtful and mindfully attentive to what really is the priority. Also, what I'm observing with you, I'm seeing your intuitive talents just exploding, and they're coming in different ways. You might find yourself looking at a card in a dollar shop, and you're there going, you know what, I think I'll pick up this card, I think I'll pick up this card, and then you walk out the store, and you get home, and you open your bag, you say, that's the silliest thing I ever did. Why did I pick up these silly cards? Then you get notification that somebody's graduated, or there's a special birthday. It's out of the blue, and you go, well, those cards are going to come in handy, and you'll just chuckle to yourself. You've got a rhythm that is coming into your life that you've not felt for a while, and it's there. I want to say enjoy it. Move with it. You're going to find that your life is going to be so much richer because of that. You are coming along nicely, but you've got a lot of work to take care of, and be sure you use a shredder when you have documents that you want to get rid of. Have it handy, and just have a nice big garbage bag you can put all your shredded paper into and put it out for the recycle. But be sure you shred your documents. Do you have a question for me?
I just want to say you're absolutely right on. I've come from such a place of struggle, and I am now trying to teach myself discipline and things I never had space to learn before. And you're absolutely right on. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
It's quite amazing, and I'm happy with the positive news about how that will help me. I lost my wonderful dog in the end of June. You actually channeled for him a few times, and if you can say anything about that. And I want to say that, amazingly, I was very worried about myself. This is the best dog I will ever have. And I was concerned because I do struggle with depression. What I found is that this dog has filled my heart after he passed and made it feel like I have substance in my heart where I've never felt that before.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to lose that.
Oh, you won't, dear. You won't.
Okay.
In fact, what I encourage you to do, I want you to write about your dog.
Okay.
I would like to see you write from your heart. Don't worry about anybody reading it. Just write from your heart, because I think that you're eventually going to put the story in some kind of a collection of stories that someone's going to say, gee whiz, I'm looking for stories about animals, and you're going to say, I'd like to give you mine. And you're going to see it published. But I want you to write from your heart. If you were going to talk about your friend who has passed on, and our fur people, as a very dear friend of mine used to call his beloved animals, his little fur people, he said they just don't have the lifespans like we've got. And how fortunate we are to know their love, how fortunate we are to have that harmony and to honor them in whatever way we can. So I think by writing, that'll be very, very good. Also, I'm looking at a small dog coming into your space, and I just have to laugh, because I look at this dog, and you're not really going to be interested in getting a dog for a while.
Yes.
And that's okay. But I am seeing this little person, and this is a dog. I don't think this dog weighs more than 7 pounds, if that. And just, it looks like it is what we call a mutt, but I think it's got a lot of terrier in it. This is a very opinionated dog, and I just laughed because this dog has a character to it. It's like he'll sit, and I think it's a female, and she'll just sit down and she'll look at you like, please, I'm first here in this household. I want your attention, and she'll have ways of doing things. And she will be easy to train, but she has a mind of her own. And she will definitely, definitely command your attention. And there will be things that she'll say, well, I can't be bothered with this. And it's like she'll make a certain sound, and you'll just look at her. I mean, the telepathy between you and this dog will be just amazing. So you are very blessed with this experience. Write about this. But know also that you have a great deal of love and affection that is going to be able to be shared with another animal. And I think it's actually going to bring new friends in your life. I think this will be an animal that has been rescued. It looks like a dog, and to the best of my observation capacities, it looks like the dog will be about 2 or 3 years of age. It will not have been severely abused, but it is an animal that really is a one-person animal. And that will be perfect for you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Donna.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You're doing a good job. Keep
Thank
your focus.
You.
All right, my dear?
You
are very welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Seaborn. If you'd like to chat with me today, I'd be delighted to do that, as I always am during my program. The telephone number to call into is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. 9756. And also, for those of you who are listening within the state of Washington, you're hearing about the Renaissance Fair. Yes, it's coming up. I've been involved with this wonderful group of people for about 10 years, and this is going to be the best ever. It just keeps getting better and better every year. Well, it's held out at the Maris Farms in Buckley, Washington, and I have 8 free passes. 4 are already gone. Actually, 5 are already gone because I had 13 of them. And now I'm down to 8. So if you would like to get a free pass, I want to hear from you. And you can either call me at my office, because I'm going to need to mail it to you. Call me at 800-872-8852 or send me an email and send it to Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna@DelphiInternational.com. Now, this is a family pass, so 2 adults and two children can get into this wonderful, wonderful event. It is just so much fun. Come in costume. It's just terrific. The kids just have the time of their lives. Now, you can always go to the website and find out more, but just do give me a call. I have 8 tickets left. It's coming up. It's the first 3 weekends in August. And be sure you stop by and say hello. I'd love to see you. This is Donna Siebel, and we're taking a break for just a moment. We'll be right back with more good things to share.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Siebel. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Donna Siebel publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. This time of the year, oh, by the way, the phone lines are still open, 888-815-9756. I don't know about you, but with the warmer weather, I just love fresh salads. How about you? I like fresh salads anyway, but I think it's because of the temperatures when it gets warmer. Those salads are just so refreshing. They're light. Well, I've got a salad mix here that I just think is delicious, and it's real simple. It's sort of a Mediterranean-style type of a salad, and I'd love to share it with you because it's so easy, and of course you could add or subtract from it, whatever you like. But what you're going to need, you'll make up your own dressing for this, which is so easy, and it's so refreshing. It really is light, and it's nourishing, but I don't know about you. Maybe it's because I just really like to have flavor. I really like the different textures in salads. So if you like fruit and you like cheese and you want to have spinach salad, which is one of my husband's favorite, he absolutely loves spinach in a salad. He prefers raw spinach over cooked spinach, which is an interesting thing. Okay, here we go. Let me give you the ingredients for this. You're going to need 3 tablespoons of olive oil, 3 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 teaspoon of grated lemon zest. And if you can, use the fresh, because in salads it really does give it an extra zing. 1 teaspoon of grated lemon zest, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, of course, from that same lemon that you've zested. You can have that fresh lemon juice. 2 teaspoons of Dijon mustard, 2 teaspoons of Dijon mustard, 1/2 teaspoon of sugar. If you don't want to use sugar, then you can use a little stevia if you want. 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/8 teaspoon of pepper. Now, you're going to need about 5 ounces of baby spinach leaves, which is about 5 cups. You know, that stuff is just so light. And then you're going to need 1 1/2 cups of thinly sliced, peeled, and seeded cantaloupe wedges. Now, sometimes cantaloupe isn't always as ripe as you'd like it to be, so you might want to try another kind of favorite melon if cantaloupe isn't your particular taste. Then a cup of seedless grapes halved. And I think there's different flavors between the green and the red. They each have a particular taste of their own. So you can mix that, or you can have the green or the red, whichever you prefer. A half a cup of crumbled feta cheese. A half a cup of crumbled feta cheese. And then a third of a cup of packed fresh mint leaves. Believe me, this will give this salad a taste like you would not believe. A quarter of a cup of thinly sliced red onion. That's optional if you're not, you know, in favor of onions, but just, you know, whatever works for you. Now, in a large bowl, you want to whisk your oil, your lemon zest, and your juice, the mustard, the sugar, the salt, and pepper. That'll take you all of 30 seconds. And then you want to put your spinach, cantaloupe, grapes, cheese, mint, and onion in that same bowl and toss until those leaves are covered. Let me tell you, you can make this a meal for two people if you want. Freshly baked bread along with this. Good stuff. Calories are light. It's healthy, refreshing, some iced tea. Oh, it is really good. A suggestion with the mint. If you take mint and just roll it between your fingers, the fresh mint, what that does, that helps to release the oils. Oh, it is terrific. And one of the things that I've done with regular tea, if you want something, if it's really hot where you are and you really want to feel refreshed, you're hydrating yourself, and I am a tea drinker anyway, but iced tea, go ahead and make up your sun tea. When you're ready to serve it, take a mint leaf, one mint leaf, roll it between the fingers and drop it in the glass that you're going to be putting your tea, your sun tea in. And by golly, it is going to taste marvelous. We have mint in our yard, and we're always very careful not to put any, you know, artificial or what I want to say commercial fertilizers, anything that has artificial stuff in it that you don't want growing into the plant. So we are very thoughtful about that. But if you grow your own mint, you are going to find that it is just such a refreshing addition to tea. And sun tea, we all know what sun tea is. And if you don't, I'll just tell you, all you do is put some tea bags in a huge container, preferably glass, not plastic, but preferably glass, and just let it sit out in the sun, and it does its own brewing, and put in some of those tea, those mint leaves. You have got a refreshing drink that everyone will love. And if you like extra sweetness, just add, I prefer stevia, but whatever, whether it's sugar or something else that you want to add, but I'll tell you, it is really, really refreshing. Donna Sebo here. My goodness, the time is just zipping on by. Phone lines are still open, 888-815-9756. Let me tell you who we are going to be having for the next few days. We're going to be talking with Kevin Randall tomorrow. We're going to be talking about his book, Crash, When UFOs Fall from the Sky. Ah, yes. This is a man who is retired from the military. Personal experiences will be discussed here and a few other things. And then on Thursday, we're going to be talking with Grace Jill Shireson. Now, Grace did something that not a lot of people have the patience of doing. She spent 10 years researching women in Asian countries who historically had an impact on particular types of thinking. We're going to be talking about Zen women. When I read this book, I was absolutely astonished at what she was able to discover and what these women went through historically. Studying other cultures, being aware of other cultures, is always an asset. Also on Friday, we're going to be talking with Barry Weiner. He wrote a book that was actually, the story was actually written by his father before he died. CYA is about New York City's finest and best, the police department. But it is a true story encapsulated in a fictitious cloak. And we'll be discussing this fascinating book with Barry on Friday. So we've got some wonderful guests coming up, and I invite you to join me. Also, be sure to Give me an email if you'd like a free pass to the Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair. It is absolutely a phenomenal event. Don't forget, you can call me at 800-872-8852, as well as sending me an email to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. And be sure to put in the subject line, free tickets for the Ren Fair, or something like that, and hit that importance highlighter before you send it so that it'll get my attention, and that way I'll know that I need to get that ticket to you. And by the way, I'm going to need your contact information in that email so I can mail the ticket to you. And, of course, this is for the event in the state of Washington. Quickly, I also want to let you know I am going to be doing a trip to Las Vegas, Nevada. So if any of you are aware of that, it'll be coming up in September. As the details come together, I will let you know. And there may be some appearances that I'll be doing, plus some private counseling while I'm there. So all of this will be coming out in future newsletters as well as being posted on my website. My goodness, we're out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You have something very special to give to this life. You've been born for a reason and for purpose. And that's not just to exist in this life, but it's to participate in it. Take joy in the uniqueness of who you are, because you do make a difference. This is Donna. Talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.